This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from Marywood Manor Nursing Care Center. Patient first name is Carolyn, Carolyn. Last name is Zawaski, Zawaski. Date of birth is 2/20/1944. Date of evaluation 7/28/2023. HPI history page. Psychiatric evaluation for management of depression, anxiety, insomnia. History of present illness. This is a 79 years old female who was admitted to this facility on 7/26/2023, upon transfer from Royal Oak Beaumont Hospital. Patient's chart indicates acute kidney failure, dehydration, diabetes, hypothyroidism, major depression, hypertension, umbilical hernia, history of intestinal obstruction, diverticulosis of large intestine, spondylolisthesis, muscle weakness, patient was sleepy during my evaluation. He reports that she was up at night. Period. Patient had received Ambien CRN and also received pain medication. Patient is also on mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS, which was started in the hospital for management of her anxiety, insomnia, loss of appetite. Period. Patient was not very interested in talking to me, but acknowledged long-standing history of taking Ambien CR. Period. She reports that she wished to return to home with her husband. Period. Patient's son lives with them. I spoke to patient's son on phone, who reports that his mother has a long-standing history of depression, anxiety, but not been treated. Period. Reports that his mother was a RN. Period. Patient has four children, one son and three daughters. She has a history of bilateral osteoarthritis of knees and is in chronic pain. Period. Her chart indicates history of taking Percocet and Vicodin, but it appears that she was recently switched to Suboxone. No reports of paranoia, delusional thinking, hallucinations. Period. No thoughts of harm to self or others. Next, by a review of system, general weakness, eyes, ear, nose, throat, cardiovascular, respiratory, non-reported gastrointestinal, genitourinary, non-reported musculoskeletal pain, skin, neurologic, psychiatric, endocrine, hemorrhages, non-reported. Next, by a past psychiatric history, prior history of outpatient psychiatric treatment, not known. Prior outpatient alcohol substance abuse treatment, no. Number of prior psychiatric hospitalizations, zero. Prior to suicide attempts, no. Prior to aggression, violence, no. Next paragraph, education, highest grade. Current occupation, retired RN. Current relationship, married. Number of children, four. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic test, reoccurrence from a chart, nursing. Next paragraph, under histories and habits, review of history and habits, see medical history as reported in HPI, save that information. Next paragraph, mental status examination. Blood pressure 129/79, pulse 107, respiration 18. Next paragraph, general appropriately groomed demeanor. Not very cooperative, wanting to sleep, motor movements, weakness, gait, lying in bed, speech clear, mood mildly dysphoric, thought processes intact, association, normal thought content, no suicidal homicidal thoughts reported, perceptual disturbances denied, level of consciousness drowsy, but woke up when I called her name, orientation, person, place, time with the normal, memory, recent with the normal attention, concentration, with the normal form of knowledge are not tested, judgment and insight limited. Next paragraph, medications are under current medication, mirtazapine 7.5 milligram HS, Ambien CR 12.5 milligram HS. Next paragraph, under assessment and plans, number one, major depressive disorder, recurrent moderate F33.1, plans may benefit from psychotherapy, monitor response from mirtazapine. Number two, primary insomnia, F51.01, plans continue. Ambien CR, which she has taken for a long duration. If patient exhibits excessive daytime sedation, consider a decrease in Ambien dose in an attempt to minimize daytime sedation. Next paragraph, disposition. Number one, patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Number two, notify service of any changes in mood or behavior, any new concerns. Next paragraph, ongoing follow-up with primary care physician for management of current medical problems, comma, chronic pain issues. Next paragraph, under orders and procedures, 993 or 4. Next paragraph, under supplemental administrative, check common risk benefit analysis, check common side effects of mirtazapine, hypnotics, risk benefit statements. Check in my medical determination, the above reference risks are acceptable and are outweighed by the potential benefits given the current emotional suffering of the resident. This is the end of dictation.